This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome for this episode of Triple Bypass. We'll be chatting about looking after ourselves ahead of the upcoming festive season. Thank you all so much for turning on Christmas Eve, and we are delighted to spend time with our Bi-Plus family always. Now, we're going to be chatting with two quite prominent members of the Victorian LGBTIQA+ community, and by we, I mean Amelia. I'm Ruby, and this is Amelia.
I'm Amelia.
Really? That's right.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you here this evening.
It's really nice to see you too, and I cannot believe it is almost Christmas Eve. We are already in the middle of Hanukkah. It's all happening, and it's all happening right across this country, which is very exciting, but you've been quite busy. I can tell because, no wait, that's my shopping. I did my shopping today. I'm a prepared person, as we can all understand.
Nothing like leaving it to the last minute, babe. To
be fair, the adrenaline.
I love it. We live off that, right?
Oh, we do.
I haven't done mine yet, so like you're a step ahead of me there, love.
Which is really sad for both of us, I think.
No.
But what you've been doing, you were quite busy. I can see why you didn't get your shopping done,
yes.
Because you've been pretty busy running around and chasing some of our community leaders with your phone and getting some really, really insightful tips. So what can we expect from this episode?
Well, it's going to be a really special episode, I think. Like, it's been really lovely chatting to some of our leaders in our community. So I spoke to Ro Allen, the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, to hear about what their thoughts were about what the year that's been for us, for the multi-gender attracted community, but also for the LGBTIQ community as a whole. So we had a lovely chat and they reflected upon what's been going on and also what they plan to do to look after themselves and what they might suggest for some of the members in our community. They plugged Joy, which I loved. you may have heard them on the show here on Triple Bypass
earlier
in the year, was
they're
it?
They're a Hufflepuff.
What?
This is what I found out. No, it makes so much sense when you think about it, because there's someone who very much is like welcoming to everybody, and that was Helga Hufflepuff's whole deal, which is like, I'll take the lot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not about gatekeeping.
I'm having this realization as we're talking right now that I'm just like, okay, everything I thought was wrong. I should have brought a scarf for them.
It was a really good interview. You can check that out on our podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever you find your podcast. You can also find us on our socials, Facebook, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy, and you can email us at any time at triplebypass@joy.org.au.
Please do. We really love getting emails. It'd be really nice to hear from our listeners what they might like for 2020 as well. We're in a fresh decade. We want to bring you some fresh content. We check that email.
Like, yeah, we do.
I've got it on my phone. If you email now, I will get it. But it's nice to hear what people want to see in the shows that we make.
It's some of the highlights of my time doing this show for... Oh, we turned three this year.
We're so old.
I know. But some of the highlights of my time doing this has been hearing from people who've heard the show and it has meant something to them,
totally.
Or it's been helpful, or they wanted to follow up and ask for more direct support in some ways, because, you know, the Bi-Plus community... We're getting a lot more visible now, but it's still kind of new, and the podcast scene's gotten bigger as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Bi-Cast in the United States has taken a rest, but there's the Bi Guys podcast, which is really lovely.
I've not heard of it.
Yeah, it's really cute. You can find them on Twitter and stuff. Hopefully we're going to be chatting with them next year. But there's like a lot more Bi content happening.
Amazing.
Which is really lovely, and it's not all bad puns. This content is.
Yeah, well, that's mostly us. Sorry.
That's true.
Actually not sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. It's the only place I'll do puns, because I save them all up. They just kind of ferment like fine wine, and then they all come out on the studio, and then I embarrass everyone, or at least myself. But that's cool, because if I don't care, I don't get to be embarrassed about it.
You never embarrass me, babe.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Speaking of embarrassing, we were also joined. No, just kidding. I had a great banter with Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard Victoria.
Oh, fantastic. So the helpline that we talk about sometimes.
That's right. Yeah. So Switchboard offer a range of different services. Their most well-known is their peer support telephone and web chat service that they run from 3 p.m. to midnight every day of the year. So I thought it was pertinent to chat to them ahead of that because this is Switchboard's busiest time of year.
Yeah.
Because they keep going through the festive period. I thought it would be cute to chat to Joe and see what they were doing to look after themselves, what they'd been potentially telling callers, what they were talking about with staff and volunteers on how to support ourselves and our LGBTIQ plus community as a whole coming up to Christmas. So, yeah, stay tuned for that after the break.
We've had a few cool people from Switchboard come on before, which is really lovely. And Joe, of course, is the head honcho.
They are.
And if you're not just in Victoria, the Switchboard is part of QLife, and that's a service that operates right across the country. So you can find them online, and they're really good because this is, I think, you know, it's a busy time of year for us because as far as needing support, often there's a lot of expectations around being very happy and around spending time with your family and having to put aside how you feel as an individual and just give in to the holiday feeling. And that isn't always an enjoyable time for everybody. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that and to validate that and to say that we can ask for support in this time and that can feel really isolating if you're not happy and everyone around you is belting Christmas carols and you've been whammed by Whamageddon because that song is inescapable.
Everyone is the peak of festivities.
Exactly. And if you're not having a great time, it can feel really isolating. So it's really important to remember that there are people who are happy to listen and hold you in that space and that you're not bringing anybody down by not being your happiest, chappiest self.
Totally. And the beauty of Switchboard, I think, is because it is run by volunteers, by peers. So everyone who is on the phone is LGBTIQ from the community. So even if it's, you don't have to call just because you're not necessarily feeling so crash hot or you're not tracking so well. You can just call up to have a chat about, oh, for fuck's sake, Auntie so-and-so misgendered me at Christmas, you know, and that was super just like frustrating, just getting things off your chest.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like, I'm upset, I'm sad, I'm
You haven't got to wait till the calf to break down to take it into a shop.
That's totally right. People just call for a chat.
Yeah.
And that's what the volunteers are there for.
And I have done training with them. Around bisexual inclusion and positivity.
Oh, you have.
So, you know, I know that often calling services that call themselves LGBTI can be a bit off-putting, and often sometimes I feel like people in the bi plus community can feel like we're taking up space and that there are people who need it more. No, you know, you're allowed to take up your space and you're allowed to seek out support and you're allowed to talk to people and have them treat you properly. And I know that, you know, for bi plus people, the family can be a rough time too.
Totally.
So we get to have that as well. So don't feel any hesitation around reaching out and calling someone at Switchboard or at QLife if you're in other places. And if you're international, there are a lot of LGBTI service helplines. So if you just do, you can Google and find the ones that are available in your area. Because I know that there are some really great ones in the States, in the UK and in Europe. And I think there's a few volunteer set of ones around the Asia Pacific as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, that's really exciting.
We've got you covered, Bryce.
We do. But we'll be coming up. So stay tuned because we'll be hearing Amelia's incredible interviews with Joe Ball around safety tips for Christmas, about Ro Allen for the progress of the LGBTI community over 2019. and of course, all of that and some funky fresh tunes. So please stay tuned here on the show that's here to put the B in LGBTIQA+. This is Triple Bypass, and this song is LGBT by Lowell. Stay tuned.
Was LGBT by Lowell, and you are tuned in to Triple Bypass, your weekly bisexual radio takeover. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we're joined by some wonderful Bi-Plus community leaders this evening. You may have heard of them, Joe Ball from Switchboard and Ro Allen, the commish. So we're about to hear from Joe Ball. They're going to tell us what they think is going to be helpful for some community members going into the festive season. It can be a really tricky time. We've talked about that. This isn't news to us. It can also be a really joyful time, but we hear from them and what they would recommend for some people and what's going to work for them. My name's Amelia, and I'm here with Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard Victoria. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Amelia.
Thanks so much for coming in to chat to us.
It's an absolute pleasure. I love coming into Joy.
So we were hoping to chat about mental health heading into the festive period. It can be a bit of a tricky time for folks in the LGBTIQ community. We know from research and anecdotal stories that the isolation that folks can experience, and also potentially being estranged from either family of origin or other chosen family, friends, connections to community, can be particularly tough. I was hoping to chat to you today about some of your thoughts around some of those issues. But if people don't know who Switchboard Victoria as an organisation are, would you be able to fill us in?
With absolute pleasure. Switchboard is a 28-year-old peer-based service, which means that everybody who volunteers and works at Switchboard identifies as LGBTIQA plus community. It's an organisation for and by the community. It is a service. It's a mental health service. Mm-hmm. It's a suicide prevention service. Mm-hmm. It's an aged care. It's an supporting our elders service. Mm-hmm. And it is a. And we have a queer and trans intersex people of colour project. So we've got a number of projects.
Amazing.
So we're a support service for the LGBTIQA plus community. Given our name, we started as a telephone service. That's where the name Switchboard comes from. Today we think about Switchboard as being connecting the community. We run a phone service that we work nationally as part of Q Life. Mm-hmm. And we also run an after hours family violence service. So there's definitely a strong phone focus still, mm-hmm. but we do those other programs that I mentioned before.
So varied, varied ways for people to access LGBTIQ peer support.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's a non-clinical service. And you know, there's a lot of evidence that shows the role that peers play in mental health promotion and help-seeking behaviour around mental health.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
You know, it's a service that we're really proud of for and by the community.
Amazing. I think the distinction about Switchboard is that in mental health spaces, I used to work in community mental health, and the peer worker model is said about the peer in that instance means mental health lived experience, whereas with Switchboard often it can include that, but it's the lived experience of being a member of the LGBTIQ community that we refer to when we're talking about peer support, which is beautiful. I wonder if you would care to share some of your thoughts about how our community can protect themselves, or what people can do or think about heading into this period that may be a little bit more tricky for some people.
Sure. I think this is a really challenging time. It is for a lot of people. And in the queer community, there's particular things. You know, there's a lot about returning home and what that means. About returning home for trans and gender diverse people. You know, it might be people having to confront like family that don't accept or won't use their pronouns. For all parts of our community, we might be having to sit next to or hear about political topics, including having to sit with family that voted no. You know, that's still a lived reality for so many people. It wasn't that long ago. Or going to Christmas with family who didn't come to your wedding and but having to see them on that day, you know, it's just a real can be a real dustbin time for people.
Totally.
And I think so. I mean, I've got a queer action plan.
Oh, great.
Yeah, for the holiday
the queer
season.
Army's ready.
Yeah, I think it's really so I've got 3 points. Okay. And I'm going to talk through through each one. I mean, the first point I have is make a holiday plan.
Okay.
I think it's really important that you see this as something you need to be prepared for.
Yeah, awesome.
Because I think that the more planned we are, the better our mental health is going to be. It is a challenging time.
Yeah.
Even where relationships can be robust and okay, it's just a challenging time for a number of reasons. Can be the pressure on about money, just the emotional time, services closing down, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so what I'd like to say is, you know, the points about making a holiday plan are that think about who your people are.
Yeah.
And awesome. When I say making a plan, I actually mean write it down.
Yeah, cool.
Like not just in your head. Actually get it down on paper.
Yeah, get out the old-fashioned pen and paper.
That's right. And I think get the whiteboard out, take a photo of the whiteboard. You know, whatever it is. I think, like, and look, I have done this.
Yeah, great.
And I really, you know,
tried and tested.
Yes, it's true. But there's also a lot of evidence. I mean, Beyond Blue, around its mental health planning, they promote the idea of making plans for safety to keep us safe at this time of year. So there's, you know, there's a lot of evidence to show that it actually works.
It makes a lot of sense, especially if it's, it may not have occurred to some people that it could be a tricky time until it's happening, and then it is a tricky time. So being prepared makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, you want to go into the new year with your best foot forward and not have so much sort of, you know, just get ready for this time is what I would say. So the things that I say must make up your holiday plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what's good for you.
That's right.
I think that you need to think about who your people are.
Yeah, cool.
Rally the troops. Put the Queer Life number in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1-800-184-527.
Great.
You know, that's the national phone service that we're a part of, and it's open between 3 p.m. and midnight. And that's just an opportunity to debrief and talk to people. And, you know, Switchboard's working throughout that whole time. We'll be on the phone. So put that number in your speed dial. And think about one or two people that you can text during that time.
Awesome, just to check in.
Yeah, that's right. So then you've got 3 people. You've got QLife and you've got a couple other people. And talk to those people before the day saying, I'm feeling a bit wobbly, can I text you on the day? So make that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Create boundaries before the day. Have a clear think about.
Yes.
So if you're going to a family event, how long are you going to stay there? How long's
awesome.
Going to feel good for you? Mm. You know, like, it's okay to stay for 2 hours. It's okay to stay for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, you know, pop into something. You know, if you need to say, well, I've got to go to this afterwards, whatever you need to do for your mental health, you don't need to stay for hours and hours, because often the staying and then the drinking and then the staying is when stuff starts to blow up.
And the feeling obligated to be there in the first place, but then feeling obligated to stay because you don't want to upset people. And, yeah, I take your point in the longer that you're in an environment that may not necessarily be not even affirming, but, you know, a particularly safe place in the first place, the longer it can eat away at you as well, like constantly being, I guess, told to be something that you're not potentially, or your identity being not seen for who you fully are. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so just so put your boundaries down and then communicate your boundaries in advance. That helps manage people's expectations.
Yeah.
It can be like, I'm going to come for lunch, but I'm not going to go to church.
Yeah, cool.
Or it could be, I'm going to go to church, I'm not going to come to lunch, whatever it is.
Yeah, I love that. Amazing. Great tip.
The other one is about making a holiday plan. Have a money plan.
Okay, yeah.
It's so stressful. It's a big driver of people's poor mental health is overspending, spending beyond your means. So make a money plan. How much? Look into your bank account. How much money do you have to get yourself through this period? And communicate that with people. Like, I've only got this much amount to spend. You know, think about other things that you might be able to do to, like, curb your spending. And just, I think people get into guilt spirals around money and presents, and just,
we don't want to go into debt for no good reason.
No, that's right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of, there's also other ways you can make money. One thing about money plan is you might want to think about, like, I'm just going to make a donation to an organisation.
Yeah, great. In lieu of presents that people may not necessarily even want or need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which sort of ties into other points that I talk about. So point two.
Yes.
On the Queer Action Plan.
Fantastic.
Is consider your capacity.
Yeah, okay.
At this time.
Gosh, I wish I had these at the start of December, Joe. These are gold.
Yeah. Well, next year we'll start earlier.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good plan.
So consider your capacity. Mm-hmm. So what have you got in your tank? You know, you've probably been winding down your work. We haven't at Switchboard. We've been winding up. But for some of you,
that's
hopefully you're...
It's not a regular workplace.
No, it's not a regular workplace. We work all every day of the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're winding up and things might have been a bit tense... You know, I think to see what your capacity is and take check of that, sort of, and sit quietly and actually listen to how your body is working.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of evidence that shows that we really just switch off from our own bodies, and we just don't, and actually our bodies often send us the messages of what capacity we have.
Totally.
Yeah.
By getting sick, by starting to feel unwell, when all of us this come out of nowhere, when you're tired, when you're exhausted, when you're feeling frazzled.
That's right. And maybe you're just a little bit crankier than ever. That's showing that where your capacity is.
Yeah, okay.
So the flip side of considering your capacity is some of the listeners might have a bit more capacity.
True.
Right? So I think there's actually a need at this time. Like, what is Christmas really about?
Mm.
What is Hanukkah? What are these things actually about? They're about giving and contributing at their heart. So if you've got the capacity, it might be really good to think about what you could contribute within your capacity,
of course,
but might be just about inviting people in.
Mm.
Thinking about, we all assume that everyone's got somewhere to go on Christmas Day. We always assume that everyone's might have lots of people around them, and actually lots of people don't.
Yeah.
And actually people are very good at sometimes hiding their loneliness.
Totally.
And it can come to the fore at this time. So I think, you know, inviting people in. So asking them, like, do you want to join me on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve? Not assuming that people have somewhere to go.
Or assuming that the plans that... So some people may go along to family of origin events when in actual fact, if they had a chosen family event that they could go to, that would be their preference.
Exactly. But they might want to go to family.
Yeah.
And then go to that event.
That's right.
That's right. And like lots of people, that's a great thing to go back to point one, putting in your holiday plan.
Yeah.
So that's inviting people in and reaching out. Another thing is it might just be that people live interstate, internationally. Think about the people that you want to text.
Yeah.
Reach out and send an e-card. Do these things that actually make people feel like you're thinking of them.
Yeah.
Because you probably are thinking of them.
Yeah.
But how are they going to know you're thinking about them unless you tell them?
If they don't receive that premium Christmas meme, how are they going to know?
Yeah, that's right. and not just a Facebook update about saying, I love you all. Because I think that's okay.
That's great.
That's cool. But I think... Go that extra, I just say go that extra mile if you've got the capacity. Write an individual message in Messenger. Send them an email. Even, how about this, send them a letter.
Oh, my word. A handwritten letter.
And, you know, it probably won't arrive at Christmas, but it'll arrive probably at the best time, which is between Christmas and New Year. Or, you know, like, actually think about that. And it makes people really happy. So
It's a beautiful practice, looking back into that. Meaningful, mindful, you're thinking of someone, you're taking the time to sit down and write them something, put it in the postbox. That's hugely meaningful for people.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Joe.
Yeah. And I think thinking about those people that, like, thinking about big names and little names. Recently, like, I actually wrote to Patrick Khalifa, for anyone who's out there, if anyone knows that reference at all. But I wrote to him because I wanted to just thank him for being a great trans activist and author. You know,
that's
and
gorgeous.
I think big, think small.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously put your priority on the small, I would say. Mm. But maybe send one to someone, because we always assume those people that are right out the front of things get all the praise, and they don't always.
No, that's 100% true. So maybe pick your favourite activist of the year and send them a Christmas card too.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. Build them up. Let's build each other up.
Thanks, Joe. We'll be back with Joe's final hot tips in a second. You're on Triple Bypass, and we have the super cute Ho 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 by Sia coming up for you on Joy 94.9.
What'd you call?
Ho, 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 bring a bottle of rum. Ho, 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 cream and whiskey bourbon.
I'm Mara Wilson, former child actor, current writer, aspiring bicon, and you are listening to the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
That was Ho 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 by Sia and not Ruby. And you're back on Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+. We include a P for pansexual, a Q for queer and questioning, and E for everybody else. We are not gatekeeping queers on this show. We are not about that nonsense.
Tis not the holiday spirit.
Tis not. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we're bringing you a fantastic festive episode ready for the holidays. We've just been hearing from Joe Ball, CEO of Switchboard Victoria, about their plans to look after themselves for the holidays.
So my final point, make a pact to contribute to the community in 2020.
Yes, Joe.
Yes.
You're getting your resolutions in early. That's amazing.
I am. I think that you know, and that ties into capacity and holiday plan. It all comes together. But I think we know that volunteering is really good for people's mental health.
Yeah.
If people feel connected to a community, you know, there's so many mental health pluses for that. Plus, it's just, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's a good... Be a good dude.
Be a good human volunteer.
But I think so. Obviously, Switchboard, you know, we have to date 160 volunteers. You know, you could join our volunteering community. And there's many ways you can volunteer. Obviously, there's the ones that you can probably guess about, which is the ones that we talk about more often, which are being on the phones.
Yep.
And we're going to have an intake in February. Come and see us at the Midsummer Stall to find out more about that. Or contact us on the website.
Mm.
And there's Out and About, where we visit older LGBTI people in aged or residential care or in their own home. So we visit people, we take contacts and calls. So that's one way to volunteer. But there's also like a cool thing to do can be to organise a fundraiser for Switchboard.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or your favourite org. Like I'm speaking for Switchboard because that's...
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's who I am. That's what I do. But I think, you know, fundraising is so hard when you work in a community org.
Yeah.
We really need the funds. You know, we have a lot of gaps. We could do a lot more.
Yeah.
We rely on community contributions. So to do those, particularly to do those extra things and also to cover some of the costs, it's expensive to keep the phone line open and operating over Christmas period.
Yeah.
So we are doing a Christmas appeal at Switchboard. So, but, you know, a great thing that people can do is fundraise for us.
Yeah. But make your Christmas party, also have a tin around for your favourite community org. Or there's also, I think, online, a lot of community orgs also have Give Nows these days, which
That's
an amazing option for people who don't necessarily carry around cash in a cashless currency, a cashless economy.
Yeah, that's right. And will you have a Give Now as well? And I think, you know, and so this is about making a... The point I'm on is make a pact to contribute to the community.
Yeah, fantastic.
Just think about 2020. Like, you could donate now, but think about what are your donating plans for 2020 when you're making your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, put a line item in your budget.
Yeah, exactly. And it actually, very small bits add up. We certainly have people at Switchboard who donate every, like, week, like $5.
Amazing.
Yeah, or people who donate every month $5, whatever's in their capacity. Like, it's just, and it does, and, you know, people who contribute regularly does significantly help us to be able to do forward planning.
And that's a coffee, right? Well, in Melbourne, that's $5 is a
yeah,
coffee.
Melbourne is
a soy coffee, but a coffee nonetheless.
That's right. Yeah, but I think there's actually a really, you know, what I was saying, it's actually very good for your mental health to contribute to the community, and you've got to do that within your means.
Yeah.
Like, but I think the, you know, so many people at Switchboard, when they come and volunteer, they talk about it as coming to join the community. Like, we have a Switchboard community, and, you know, we have events as well as all the volunteering opportunities. And I think it's the feeling you get of joining something is very good for you.
Yeah, of course. Being included, being celebrated for who you are.
That's right. And so I think that, you know, make a pact to contribute to the community in 2020. That's my final point.
I love this. So let's recap. So Joe Ball, CEO of Switchboard Victoria, their hot three tips for
your
queer action plan for the holiday season. What are they, Joe?
Okay, so make a holiday plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then consider your capacity
mm-hmm.
to help others. So inviting people in and reaching out
mm-hmm.
and make a pact to contribute to the community, which includes become a volunteer, fundraise, or just donate.
Spectacular. Thank you so much, Joe, CEO of Switchboard Victoria.
It's an absolute pleasure.
That was Joe Ball of Switchboard Victoria, and this is Triple Bypass, where we've been chatting about how to look after ourselves and what to think about heading into this festive period. I really loved Joe's point around making a plan and setting some boundaries around what might feel safe for you.
Plans are great because they just give you a safety net going in there, because you know that how to respond. And we've talked a lot about boundaries on this this year. We've had an episode about it. But I think it's also important just to set that boundaries can actually take a lot of energy out of you.
100%.
They're so important to set, but having to hold them against often like family pressure and just saying, no, this is what's best for me, and like keeping yourself emotionally regulated. As someone who has minimum emotional regulation, it is really exhausting. So if you think you are going to be needing to put in a lot of boundaries this holiday period and you go in there all prepared, make sure you are giving yourself some downtime and
some recovery time.
Totally.
Because if you have any chronic health conditions, you might get some flare-ups from tension in your muscles and everything. So I just think it's really important that we acknowledge that boundaries are great and they're so important and they should be respected. But the act of actually building them is going to take some energy out of you. So if you're giving yourself like a quota, like a capacity look at for the day, just make sure you're putting in a counter for boundary setting, because it's going to be a capacity build. Like, it's going to be a capacity taker. It's a bit of a capacity drain. But also, it is really good. I think, you know, me and my folks have worked a lot around understanding how I can work in those environments and how to make small talk, and at what point I need to like not be doing that anymore, and whether that means just leaving and going outside for a bit and that I'm not being rude. And it took a bit of communication and a bit of the emotional frustration of being worried of people seeing you're not caring enough, you're not trying hard enough. But once you can get past that initial thing and say, well, look, I'm just doing this for both of our sakes and it'll help our relationship, it can get there. I just think it's important to acknowledge that you want to budget yourself and your energy for the cost of boundary setting.
Yeah, and it totally shocked me and surprised me how much it took out of me the first time I started pushing back and being like, no, actually, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what I need from you in this situation.
And if it's the first time you're doing it as well, people will push back.
That's
because
right.
It's new and unexpected.
Exactly.
And people can see boundaries as distancing.
Yeah, totally. And just, yeah, exactly what you said in terms of communicating that it's not that you don't care, it's not that you don't love people, it's just that you've recognized that for you this is what is safe and this is what is going to keep you healthy during this period.
And it's also how you can continue to be part of the family and participate. Yeah. You get to have some say in that. It's like a negotiation. I mean, that sounds very like clinical, but it's just that sense of, hey, I want to spend time with you all, but I need to be able to make sure I can do that without coming away and feeling really bad and having to deal with that later. And I'm sure you don't want me to feel that way.
No, of course.
So here's how we can do it in ways that are healthy for all of us. Of course, saying it like that can be tricky. It's more just saying, hey, I actually don't want to talk about that topic anymore.
Yeah.
Or I prefer if we didn't go into that. And if they say, well, it's like, well, why not? It's like, well, I just don't really feel like it's going to be a good time for me.
Mm.
And then have an idea for if they want to keep pushing that, you can be like, all right, that's fine, but I can't be part of this conversation anymore and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't mean I don't love you.
Exactly. By the way, speaking of love, we love you. This is a bypass. We've been talking about Joe's interviews on tips of taking care of yourself for the holidays. We'll be back after this song, which is Amelia's Choice, which is I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus. It's the RuPaul edition.
Obviously.
On Joy 94.9.
Underneath the mistletoe last night, he didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep, and I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Mama had only seen Daddy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Yeah, child, I saw Daddy sitting up in there kissing on Santa Claus. It was up underneath the mistletoe last night. Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't see me creep. I was going downstairs having a little peek, you know. Yeah, he thought I was tucked up in my bed. No, child. You know what would have been funny, though? Is if Mama would have caught him. Oh, yeah, Mama would have had a fit. Child, but I kind of would like to have seen that, huh? Mama, Daddy, Santa fighting on Christmas Eve. But you know, I'm glad things worked out the way they did, because otherwise, Santa might be dead.
You're listening to Triple Bypass, home of Joy's bisexual agenda. That was I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus by RuPaul. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we're about to hear from the commish, a.k.a. the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, Ro Allen. They were kind enough to sit down with me earlier this week to chat about our year in reflection, what they see ahead for the multi-gender attracted bi plus community, but also for all letters in our alphabet and how they plan to look after themselves heading into the festive period.
And they're the busiest queer we know, so listen closely.
You are on Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass. I'm Amelia and I'm joined this afternoon by Ro Allen, Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality. Hi, Ro.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for letting me into this marvellous office of yours. It's very fancy, I must say. I feel like a very fancy girl.
Well, I've moved back into MacArthur.
So amazing.
It's nice, back into the heart of government, I suppose, right up near Treasury. So it's good. Yeah.
It's nice to have queers in Parliament.
It's nice to have queers right in the centre,
I
reckon.
That's right. So I was catching up with you this afternoon just for our touch base around what's been going on for the LGBTIQA plus communities in Victoria this year. And heading into the festive period, things can be a little bit more wobbly for some folks, and some people are a bit more reflective, so we're in a reflective mood. I wondered what were your thoughts on the year that's gone by.
It has gone so quickly,
hasn't it?
Now that could be my age. People tell me as you get older the years go faster, but I think it's because, you know, this year I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So for me, on reflection, it was a huge year. A lot of people did get married because, you know, they a lot of people got married straight away after we got marriage equality. Others just needed a big, long Bexar to lay down.
Yes.
A little slight day, and I did.
A bit of a rest.
So I think for me, I've been to a lot of weddings.
Yes, great.
Unfortunately, a lot of funerals. The year's had a lot of sadness in it as well.
Mm.
There's exhaustion. There's still exhaustion around the journey that we are still on to reach equality.
Mm.
Where I think in 2019 we've experienced a fair bit of backlash.
Yes.
From the wins that we've been having. And that has taken a big toll on people. I did a Christmas end of year season greeting video this morning, and in that I sort of said, rest up. You know, because we need everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I often talk about, you know, analogy of Empire Penguins. I don't know if you've heard my Empire Penguins.
No, but I would love to. Please, for our listeners who haven't heard before.
And apologies for those who've heard me, you know, go on about this, but penguins in the Arctic huddle together to keep warm. And they all shuffle, shuffle, shuffle around. And what they're doing is shuffling around that all the penguins on the outside only stay there for 5 or 6 minutes, or they'll freeze, and they shuffle around, and everybody gets a turn at having their 6 minutes on the outside of the huddle.
Right.
And I think we're
in the harsh conditions.
In the harsh conditions of the Arctic, and support each other. And everybody takes a turn. And I think what I've seen in the community is people have stepped up and taken their 6 minutes on the outside and have taken a fair bit of beating from the wind and the blizzard and the ongoing, you know, harassment from the, you know, the radical right and all the phobias. And, you know, we need to come in to the centre and allow others their 6 minutes on the outside. I think there's a few too many people that have been on the outside for longer than 6 minutes this year. I
suspect so.
That need to have a huddle in the inside of community for a while.
Yeah.
And do some self-care. You know, self-care is so important. You know, I'm sitting here with a bandage on my face because I didn't do self-care this year.
Oops.
I let a skin cancer go without getting checked. So, you know, all those things are really important, that we take care of ourselves so we can take care of our community and do that advocacy. I think that's really important. In saying that, the year has been ginormous. We've got the Births, Deaths and Marriages Bill through. Yay to that.
Oh, such a win.
We shall actually see that implemented in, you know, very early April, May next year.
Oh, great.
And that'll change lives. So that's exciting to look forward to. We've done a truckload of work with the intersex community, which has been hard, and having community and clinicians all in the room and government working out what the future directions paper is going to look like has been, I think, world leading in that space. We've you know, embedded a lot of LGBTIQ family violence initiatives, and that's been hard, you know. I gave evidence and others and submissions to the Royal Commission into Mental Health, which is an excellent process, and hopefully we will see some recommendations fall out of that. But to have the chair of the Mental Health Commission talk about that LGBTIQ mental health is unacceptable, and name that and have that in the media, and is great.
Yeah.
It's great. So much. And that's before I even talk about the walls and the mezzanine and the everything of the Pride Centre that's being built, you know.
As we speak.
And it's coming for a rest. It's having a rest too.
Okay, good.
So it's having a little lay down, and everybody working on that is going to have a holiday too. And then
good.
It'll be up and, you know, fabulous next year.
Fantastic. So you mentioned just in there that everyone has been working, a lot of people have been working really, really hard, and perhaps have been on the outside of that huddle for longer than their allocated 6 minutes, bearing the harsh conditions from the outside world. And then you mentioned self-care, and that's going to be a focus for those who can over this period. What does self-care look like for you other than getting a health checkup?
Well, yes, all the health checkups, which I've done that, you know. It's also an age and stage thing.
I went to the GP today on my first day of holidays, so I'm right there with you.
After 45, it's maintenance. So that's important. It's really important to do those things. But meditation for me.
Yeah, cool.
So mindfulness, gratefulness. I love Catherine Barrett's Grateful Rainbow post. Like, how beautiful is that? If you don't know about it, she always gets a spike. I always mention it or post about it. She always gets a spike
in
membership. So she'll get another one, hopefully. But
so the Grateful Rainbow on Facebook is a group for LGBTIQ folks to check out if you're based in Australia.
Absolutely. It's just so good to go on and see what other people are grateful for, and it makes you stop and think about what, you know, what I'm grateful for.
Mm.
So for me, self-care is a gratefulness practice.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm so grateful that I will be with my wife's family in Perth this year.
Oh, wonderful. So over the Wild West.
Over the Wild West. It's their turn. Grateful that we're not cooking Christmas dinner. No, I shouldn't say that. But, you know, I know that you know, not everybody celebrates Christmas. Not everybody has family that they want to spend time with.
Yeah.
I'm so fortunate there's nobody in that extended family that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
That's certainly not the case for a lot of people. They put up, I mean, it's an odd thing. We go and have lunch on a special day with people we only see maybe once, twice a year. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
It's peculiar.
So I think self-care around that, you know, having escape plans, having all those sorts of opportunities to go, if there's kids, go out and walk the kids, or have a walk after lunch, or just escape any homophobic uncle that you don't really need to have a conversation with.
Yeah, or family members, or extended family members that may not understand what a correct pronoun use, and, you know, using of your name as opposed to dead name looks like, and having that conversation. Some people just can't be bothered.
I think, you know, sometimes as commissioner, I don't even want to be gay for a day, you know. It's like, you can take a rest from doing education.
Totally.
You know, for a couple of days in a year, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to be a bad thing for your mental health. And
you can still be proud in what all of the identities that you hold
Absolutely.
Within yourself. It's just
Absolutely.
Not having to.
Yeah. I think reflecting, I like to look back at my Facebook page and and Instagram and Twitters and all those sort of things, and have a look at the things that I have done.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. But, you know, there's always going to be more. And even, you know, the people who are working on it now, we're not going to finish it.
Totally.
You know, there'll be more generations post us that will pick it up and batten and keep running with it. Just remember, you know, we're not going to fix everything in a year.
No.
Or the last decade, we got a lot achieved. And the next decade, we're going to achieve a lot as well.
And federally, I met with Janet Rice the week before last and was talking to her about what her thoughts around the current political climate for LGBTIQ folks were, and talking about engaging in politics and what that could look like. And she said something that really stuck with me, in that we have a Conservative government in Australia at the moment that is almost diametrically opposed to what we in our communities are looking
to achieve, but we're still making progress. And that in itself is amazing and exceptional, that we are not going backwards. We're making progress, despite, I guess, some of the views of some of the more conservative folks in that government. So regardless of what climate we find ourselves in, we seem to be weathering that storm as a community together.
I think you're right. I also think it's coming at a cost.
Yes.
I think the religious discrimination bill is really difficult for people.
Yes.
One, to understand the impacts. Two, to just feel like they're going backwards. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to get the motivation to fight something that you think is so ludicrous it couldn't possibly get done, which is why we have to keep up that momentum.
Totally. And to do that, having that period of rest
is
so
important.
That we can
so
continue.
Parliament's not sitting.
Yeah.
Don't worry, peeps.
Nothing crazy is going to come through over this period of time.
No, no, that's right. But we do need to write to our MPs and have a voice. It's so important that we're still visible and that we support each other, you know.
And that's what political engagement looks like.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And there's no question at all for me that the new focus for the Australian Christian Lobby is trans and gender diverse people. So if you're a gay, lesbian, a bisexual person, you know, it's your chance to become an ally.
Totally.
If you're cisgendered. And I think learning to become a great ally for the rest of the alphabet is going to be really, really important.
Mm-hmm. We all need to stand together, I guess. A win for one of us or some of us in the marriage equality survey needs to be a win for all of us collectively moving forward. Like when
Absolutely.
Other parts of our alphabet need support, we need to be there.
Because we can't take any of our rights for granted because they can be unwound.
Exactly.
We have to look at history, and we've seen some, even in Victoria, we've seen some of equal opportunity inherent requirement test unwound by a government. So it can be done. It's very possible. It's just a stroke of a pen in legislation. We can't take our rights for granted. So we need to stand with all the oppressed people, whether we're talking about the Aboriginal or multicultural or rural and regional, or, you know, all of those things. I think we need to stand up.
Think bigger than our metropolitan Melbourne.
Oh, well, you know, you know, my love for the bush.
I do. I love that. I love that you're so passionate about regional and rural communities.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So folks that are having a bit of a rest over this period and are reflecting, and if they're are some people who may not have as much support in their world. They may be feeling a bit estranged from community or from their family of origin or from friends who are travelling who would usually be around for them. Would you have any recommendations for them, like what could work for reaching out or for support? Or
I was listening to Joy this morning and I thought that one of the funniest things, from 12 till 4 on Christmas Day, they're having the most... what did they call it? The most annoying songs. You can vote for
no
the most
way.
Annoying songs. And I was a bit schadenfreude. You know, if you're having a really, like, you want to also surround yourself in the most annoying music.
Yeah.
Between 12 and 4, if you really want to just go into a dark space and laugh and laugh and laugh, listen to Joy, because I reckon that's a great Christmas activity.
That is spectacular.
I know. It's just going to be very, very funny. Very, very funny. And then, you know, come out of that and there is always Switchboard.
Yeah.
Switchboard and the web chat that Switchboard provides, counselling, you know, just to have someone at the end of the phone that is LGBTIQ that will just listen and talk is fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, Switchboard's visiting program, you know.
Out and about. Yeah.
Like, I know, I think there's more volunteers than there are
Recipients.
At the moment. But
if you know someone who could benefit from being a
recipient. Absolutely. If you are an older bi person listening in the Metro Melbourne and rural Victoria space, you can get somebody come and visit you. And that's not just for you, that's for them.
Totally. I know a lot of the volunteers in the Out and About program and they love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
A cross-generational friendship is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that you should have friends in every generation.
Yeah.
I do. I like to have younger friends. I like to have older friends because it just gives you a whole different perspective on life.
You learn so much from each other just because you're experiencing the world differently.
Oh, that's it.
One of my really good friends is 4 years old. I shit you not. She is the best.
Yeah.
We will go out to the park, we'll go out shopping, and I'm friends with her mum, but I'm friends with her first.
Excellent.
She's the best. And then, by the other token, some of my really good friends are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah. And the wisdom they have is immense.
100%. They've seen some stuff, and it's wonderful to learn from them. Any final things, Ro Allen, Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality on Triple Bypass Joy 94.9?
I would just like to wish all the bi members of the community a really restful, peaceful season. I know that we have more work to do in the bi space. I'm committed to learning as a monosexual person. And we'll continue to listen, learn, and be an ally for the bisexual, pansexual folk in Victoria.
Wonderful. And we can all work together for those in our community who aren't as represented.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Ro. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
And that has come to the end of our fabulously festive Christmas Eve episode of Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we look forward to chatting to you more in 2020. We haven't taken over that year, unfortunately, but not to worry.
Give us some time.
If you know a friend who'd enjoy listening to us, let us know. That's the community is all about. Sharing is super cute. You can catch every episode of Triple Bypass as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and where all good podcasts are found.
Like Podbean.
Like Podbean. Oh my God, I'm so here for the Podbean. You can also find us on socials, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy, Facebook, Triple Bypass, and you can email me, Amelia, Ruby, or Nat anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. Send us some cute Christmas love letters over the holidays. We would love that.
Once again, it's been a pleasure spending the year with you. We hope it is a wonderful year going forward. Happy Hanukkah to all of our friends out there. We're celebrating that. We'll be playing a show on New Year's Eve as well.
Oh my God.
All about those eves.
Get that party started.
And we wish you all the best and the happiest of New Year's. I'm Ruby.
I'm Amelia.
This has been another bisexual takeover of the team at Triple Bypass right here on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.